We're now learning Masechtas Horios in the second parak, which discusses the carbon that is to be brought by the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach, the anointed Kohen, in the event that he makes a mistake in reaching a Psak Halacha, and he himself violates it. He has to bring a carbon, a par, this bull, which is for the Kohen Mashiach. This is very much comparable to the first parak, which discussed the laws of the par, the bull that needs to be brought for Helm Dover Shel Tzibor, in the event that the great Sanhedrin of 71 would make a mistake and the majority of Klal Yisrael would follow their psak. We're now up to Mishnah Beis. This is only referring to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, who has the capacity to paskin for himself, and he didn't reach a psak halacha, which was wrong, and he ended up doing it based on what he said, and therefore his whole violation was b'shogeg. In that situation, mischaper lo b'fnei atzmo. He only has to bring this karban for himself, this par, this bull, for the this person who's the Kohen Gadol. No one else did any other avera because of the psak that he reached, his mistake in reaching this particular halacha. However, ha'ira'im atzibor, let's say the Kohen Gadol, together with the Beis Din, reached a certain incorrect psak halacha, the yasim atzibor, and the tzibor ends up violating, commits a sin because of that mistake which they together made. Mischaperlo im hatzibor. In this situation, the kapara will be together with the tzibor, which means that what will be brought is the par helam davar shel tzibor, a bull, but it's not the par for the Kohen Gadol, but rather helam davar shel tzibor. And the reason is, as the Mishnah explains, that when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach, it has to be that he is the one that makes this psak himself to have to bring this carbon, which is the par for the Kohen Mashiach. However, if he was relying together with the Beis Din, so then he's already considered to be part of the Beis Din. And therefore, the carbon that's brought is the par helam davar shel tzibor. And all the laws that apply to them apply to him. As we learned in the first parak, that if the Beis Din would say there's no such law as Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't exist. In that situation, if the majority of Klal Yisrael does not keep Shabbos, there's no carbon part helam davar shel tzibor. It's only when they say some of it doesn't apply and some of it does apply. So they say that there is, of course, a concept of Shabbos. However, one is allowed to carry in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So certain halachos they say don't apply in that situation. When that occurs, when the majority of Klal Yisrael violates and carries on Shabbos because they are relying on that which the Sanhedrin based and said, that's when the carbon part of Helam Davar Shel Tzibor applies. V'chein Mashiach, so to the Kohen Gadol, that if he would say that there's no Shabbos and he starts not keeping Shabbos, then he doesn't bring the carbon. It's only when certain laws of Shabbos he feels don't apply, and that's when he would have to bring the carbon. And the Mishnah concludes, V'lo ba'avodah zara, the same applies when it comes to idol worship. Ad sheyo levat l'miksas, levat l'kayim miksas. The only time these karbanos need to be brought is only in a situation where they say that avodah zara is prohibited. However, under certain circumstances, it is permissible. In that situation, those karbanos are brought.